What up, what up? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne. Brad, my brother, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about energy today, Dwayne. We're going to talk about energy. We're going to talk about mindset. So I got a quote from Tony Robbins. He is the GOAT. I think every single week we talk about the GOAT in their area of life. But
absolutely,
Tony Robbins is the GOAT. And he says, where your focus goes, your energy flows. And I've heard Eric Thomas say that. I've heard a handful of speakers say that over time. But where your focus goes, your energy flows. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning.
Nice, brother. Well, let's get into it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some air for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do, man, in here for another episode, B, man. I'm super excited, man, to jump in here again, man, another episode of the Bad Podcast, man. I first got to shout out the folks that's been shouting us out, B. We've been getting a lot of love lately, yeah, man. You been seeing that, too?
Instagram, Facebook, messaging. Yeah, baby, I've been seeing it everywhere.
I love it. I love it so much, man. So we want to first thank you guys for that, man, and that means the world, man, because a lot of times it just feel like it's just me and Brad talking, but when we hear back from you guys, it reminds us that people are actually listening, yeah, man. So yeah, big shout out to y'all, man. So let's jump in this, B, man. Energies, man. That's, you know, that's a lot of people talk. That's a buzzword, man. A lot of people, yeah, talk about it, and, you know, good energy, bad energy. You see the memes and the tweets and the picture graphs, man. So which direction are we coming from, B?
Yeah, man. You know, it just like anything in life, you know, where you place your focus, that's where your energy is going to go. So, you know, what happens a lot of times in life is we place all of our energy on the worst case scenario. We create these hypothetical situations. We illustrate these terrible ideas. Well, if I do a 5K, these are all the terrible things that could happen to me. If I do a weight loss program, these are all the terrible things that could happen to me. You know, we create these terrible scenarios and these situations in our minds, and it prevents us from ever doing anything great in our lives. And man, we're always talking about Tom Brady, and I'm over here like beating a dead horse, and I'm a broken record over here. But I want to go back to I believe it was the 2016 or 2018 Super Bowl where where Tom Brady and the New England Patriots were essentially counted out. It was 28-3, all right, at halftime. Now, in that situation, most people, where would their focus go? Well, golf tomorrow. Well, beach tomorrow. Well, all these different things, right? But
going fishing.
We're going fishing tomorrow. Well, guess what? Tom Brady had other plans. Julian Edelman, he had different plans. All these goats that have a rock hard mindset, they had different plans. So they went into halftime not thinking about tomorrow. They were thinking about the second half. And that's what we need to be doing a better job at is controlling our thoughts, controlling our mindset, and saying, you know, we're behind the eight ball a little bit today. What more can I do, or where can I shift my energy? Where can I shift my focus to get me back on track today? I'm not worried about fishing tomorrow. I'm not worried about being behind or my past failures, my past success. What can I do right here, right now? How can I gain control back with my life, with my fitness, with my financial game, whatever it may be? How can I gain control back today? And it comes down to focus.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And the great thing about focus is we control that. We control, yes, what we focus on, you know, and you kind of alluded to that, man, because, you know, you can make the decision to you know, waddle in your failure. You can make the decision to, you know, beat yourself up. And, you know, and I brought this up before, you know, we're probably going to repeat ourselves a lot. As we continue to do this every week. So if you don't like it, hey, it's all good. We love it. But anyway, but like I said it before, man, I call it, you know, cornerback mentality, man. You know, if you get burnt, hey, man, that play's gone. Forget about it. You're on to the next one, man. And so being able to shift your focus, you know, is super important, man. Shift your focus from the negative, the bad part of the day, shift it to something that's positive, shift it to something that still has potential. You know, I think we don't spend enough time in, you know, thinking about or talking about our potential. You know, a lot of times we're too stuck in the now, what we see now, what we see today, but not necessarily what can be or what we can see. You know, going back to that game, I remember that game so well because I was excited because I was like, man, these suckers are going to lose.
About time.
You know, and then they came out, man, and just it was like a whole different team, man. And they you know, but what they did, they thought about the potential. They focused on what the possibilities could be instead of saying, hey, we're down. Like you said, we're going to go fishing. We're going to go golfing, you know. They shifted, man. They shifted their mentality. I ain't even going front, man. I remember playing football, getting beat really bad, and thinking about, man, you know, I guess I would hang out tonight, man. You know,
yep.
I wonder who's gonna be at the, you know, in the country. We hung out in parking lots, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I wonder who's gonna be at the McDonald's parking lot tonight. You know, I remember thinking it, and we ended up getting smoked the whole night. So it might have been my fault because I didn't focus on the right thing, man. But it's just amazing how what your mind focuses on that, and that's what goes back to the quote. Mm-hmm. What you focus on is what you're going to be drawn to, what you're going to be connected to, what you're going to, you know, push towards, man. So I think it all connects.
Yeah. And so I read a story one time, and it was about a study that people have done over I think it was a series of cancer patients. And they took a group of patients over here and said, listen, you don't have cancer anymore. So what happens is that shift of a focus, like, oh my gosh, like, I beat it. They still had cancer. They still had cancer, but the doctors told them, hey, you beat it. You're good. But they put this group over here, and then they told this group, hey, you still have cancer. And the alarming rate of success from the patients that still had cancer, but they told weren't, the alarming success that said these people rebounded. They rebounded from cancer. And that's just like on a whole nother level. Like if you can shift your mindset and just have the belief system that, hey, I can do this. I've beat cancer. I am unstoppable. That's that pivot that you make in life. And too many of us are waiting for that opportune moment. Like, oh yeah, I get my aha moment tomorrow. And we don't allow ourselves to relish in all the greatness that we have today and all the possibilities and the opportunities that we have today. I'm going to use my golf game. My wife's standing right here. Adrian's over here. And then yesterday we went golfing. Right. And dude, I'm like the worst when it comes to golf because I will allow one bad hit turn into a string of bad hits. And I can feel the energy, dude. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my body. She yells at me. She's mad at me. So then her game goes down the hole. And it just it's like a twister, man. It's a tornado. but again, if you just allow yourself that, you're talking about the cornerback mentality. Oh, I just got beat. I'm going to allow that to consume me, or I'm going to take the next play seriously. I'm going to shift my focus. I'm going to put all my potential into that next play. For me, bad golf shot. Oh man, I'm done. And guess what? Right then and there, I told myself that I can't, and I was right. But if I tell myself, hey, I can do this, I can do this. All right. That's where we tell ourselves we can. And that's where we sort of make that shift into the belief. We're perpetually focused on all the negativity and that poor energy. And that allows us to sort of be held hostage, maybe held hostage to the person that we were and never recognizing what could become. Mm-hmm. And it's a sad and a harsh reality, terrible reality.
Man, that's you know, first, shout out to you for doing something competitive with your wife. I know that can be testy.
She beats me often, which is the terrible piece, but I still get my wins.
I'm not surprised.
No.
but no, so, and it's funny, man, because golf is so mental. You know, it's like one of the things that's like, if your mind is not there, yeah, absolutely, man. It's one of those things. And see, I'm not an avid golfer, man, just off of the experiences I've had and just, you know, understanding how it works, man. Just the sheer, like, when your mind dips and then your form is off or your feet are wrong, your grip is different, you know, just because. And then when you're confident, I mean, you get that, you hit that sweet spot and that ball goes.
Yeah. There's a big difference, buddy. And I know the difference. I know the difference well.
Yeah, man. And so it's funny because you really have to, I mean, it's almost like psyching yourself out, man. You really have to like put yourself in that mind frame. Or you could do like, you can pull a Happy Gilmore like Brad did yesterday and just toss the clubs and stuff.
Here comes the putter throw.
But no, man. So I think that's, you know, golf is probably the best sport to kind of like analyze how mindset, you know, can affect your game, you know, and even taking that to real life and how mindset can affect, you know, how you perform at work or mindset can, you know, affect how you and your family, you know, are interacting, you know. So it's a real thing, man, where we have to really figure out how are we feeling, and then once we recognize it, being able to say, okay, I'm gonna leave it over here and I'm gonna focus on the good, or I'm gonna leave it over here and I'm gonna, you know, move forward and have a positive mindset.
Yeah. What I like to do is I try to create like hypothetical buckets, right?
I like it.
So you have your good energy, you have your bad energy, and you just really have to do a really nice job at harnessing more of that good and keeping that bad energy blocked out and kept in that bucket. Now I want to use a Tiger Woods. You know, you talk about golf, and again, golf is so relatable to fitness and growth in general because it's me versus me. Like the shirt says, it's me versus me. And Tiger went through a rough patch. Like he was unstoppable. Tiger is the greatest golfer of all time, and it's not even close. I mean, anybody wants to argue that, give me a ring because it's like Michael. But anyways, he went through a rough patch in life, right, where he, you know, got mixed up in some things that maybe he shouldn't have got mixed up in and you know, had – some issues with his family and drugs and alcohol and all these different things. And you could see it on the course, how much that was draining him and how much that was locking him down to all those external pieces that were preventing him from winning championships. And that's a piece that Tiger, you know, you talk about buckets, right? So when he won the last one, I think it was 2019. I can't remember. I think 2019, 2020, somewhere in there. Tiger was able to, you know, kind of overcome all those adversities in his life and come to a realization and come to a pivot in his life where, hey, I need to harness some of this good positivity. And his son, Charlie, had a lot to do with it because Charlie started golfing with him. They were doing the father-son thing so that he was filling himself up with more positivity. You know, that environment piece that we talk about so often. Who you surround yourself with? Are you surrounded by people that are dragging you down? Just like, hey, you probably can't do this. You probably can't do that. You don't belong. You weren't meant to be. Like when you surround yourself with people like that, man, you ain't going nowhere. But if you surround yourself with people that are telling you, hey, I think you can push a little further. You want to talk about true friendship. We're kind of getting off the beaten path a little bit, but that's fine. You know, you talk about true friendship. Those that tell you, hey, buddy, it's going to be okay. Have another, take another day off. Like, those are feel good friends. And we all need feel good friends in certain situations.
Right.
But feel good friends aren't the friends that you want when you're looking to go far. When I want to get to the Paramount, baby, I need people in my life to make my life uncomfortable. Right. And again, you know, you can come full circle with that mindset. You know, if I have the mindset of, you know, I want to feel good every single day, or I want to be tested every single day, which one's going to push you further up the mountain? Well, I'll tell you right now, it's easy to circle the mountain. It's easy to circle the base of the mountain, looking up at that peak and saying, it'd be nice to get up there.
Right.
It'd be nice, but I don't want to be uncomfortable. I don't want to convince myself I can do it. I'm just going to stay down here.
Wow. Yeah, no. And that, you know, who you surround yourself with does make that difference, man. You know, because, you know, I got a real time example. I was sitting on the couch last night and I kept hearing somebody say, and it was RJ and they're on the treadmill. I was like, bro, we got to do something. You know, because we was tired, man. I had all the excuses in the studio all day and, you know, could have easily just sat on the couch and fell asleep and, you know, without getting anything in, man. Mm-hmm. But having a friend that'll be like, you know, hey, let's do something. Let's get up, you know.
Yep.
And that in itself, you know, helped me change my mindset and let me focus on, okay, I can focus on being tired, but I also can focus up real quick on get my workout in.
Yeah. So. Well, that right there, I'm going to use as an example, Dwayne. So, you know, when you're tired and you're trying to make up every excuse, that those hypothetical situations that we were just talking about, all right, that's sort of focusing on where you were focused and focusing on, where you maybe are, but you're not focusing on where you want to go, right? And when you start to focus on where you want to go, you start to extinguish all those hypothetical situations. You start to say, well, you know what? Maybe if I tried, maybe I could overcome something. Maybe if I just got on the treadmill, and then what happens is one step, two step, three step, four, I want a little more. That was a little Dr. Seuss for you, baby. Hey, how about that? No, but man, it's the hardest battle of the day is that first step, that first rep. The hardest battle of the day is getting out of bed, you know, just convincing yourself.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah, I don't want to hit that snooze button. But I call them micro battles. And I actually think we talked about that last week or 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks. I don't know.
Whenever.
You know, it's all internal micro battles that we have to win on a minute basis, if not an hour basis. But yeah, we got to win those micro battles and just convince ourselves, hey, I got to stop focusing on where I was, and I got to start focusing on where I want to go, where I want to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And shout out to the lady that said that whenever I confessed of using the snooze last week, she busted out laughing after you just harped on it for like 2 minutes. I was like, oh, I use the snooze button.
And by the way. Yeah.
No, shout out to her for that, man. So, man, I feel like we need to go ahead and land this plane, man, because, you know, really what we're focusing on is, you know, we're talking about energy and focus and being in control, man. We really have to, I want people to really take something away from this saying like, okay, I have my assignment, you know, when adversity come, when, you know, I don't feel good or whatever, or, you know, you have a loss, you know, you didn't get that promotion or you didn't get that, you know, instead of wilding in that, we want them to feel good, man. So what you want to say, man, before we get into the last segment?
Yeah. I just heard something the other day or read something, and it said something along the lines of this: focusing on the possibility of a positive outcome will produce a product. There's a lot of P's in there. That's alliteration aside. That's good. So it was like focusing on a possibility of a positive outcome will produce a product. You want the product. You got to focus on the possibility of a positive outcome.
I love it, man. B, you, that was a home run, man. Yes, sir. Nice, nice, nice. All right, let's get into this segment. It's on me this week. All right, this week, do you know segment, man? I'll be honest, I wasn't prepared. So
here we go.
This is off the muscle, off the top. No, so you know, I always talk about my family, man, and kind of give you guys a background of being from the country and, you know, big family. And we're coming up on the family reunion. So I don't know if I shared this lately, or if I shared it at all. If not, you hear it again. So my dad is number 7 of 15. So I have a lot of cousins. Like, we literally have a family reunion shirt. And on the back of his shirt, it looks like a high school graduation.
That's awesome.
It's that many. Our family does a family reunion every year, and we actually own our own park in Four Oaks, North Carolina. So if you're listening in that area, the Thomas Williams Park is actually my family's park that we built the park for our family reunions. And so it's like an actual event. Like, we have blow ups and horseback riding and games. And
when's the party? When is this party?
I don't know. This weekend. No, man, it's this weekend, man. And it's a whole event, man. And what's amazing about that, I have about 7 or 8 cousins my age. So I grew up with my cousins were my best friends, you know? So, that's an interesting fact about me, man. And the flip side is that my mom was the only child. So there's that.
Wow. How about that?
There's that, man. But yeah, that is a did you know fact about me, man. I have a huge family. If you say Atkinsons, in the Johnson County area, man. More than likely, it's my cousin. And Brad can witness to this. Every city we go to, I have a cousin.
That is true.
It makes sense, don't it, Brad?
Well, three meetups back to back to back. You had a cousin there with you, and it was absolutely three cities all over the East Coast. It wasn't it wasn't all North Carolina. It was everywhere.
That's right, man. So it all makes sense now. Cousins everywhere, man. So
yes,
that is the do you know fact about me, man. So, man, we appreciate you guys listening to the Bad Podcast, man. We are super excited about this project, man, and we know there's so much more to come. And but you got something?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, I forgot. So when this drops, guess what this weekend is? Charlotte Conference, baby.
Yeah.
Charlotte Conference, Charlotte Meetup, all the Charlotte things. So if you're in Charlotte, you're listening to this, don't miss the meetup on Saturday. And then we got something fun planned for the Sunday Thunder in the park in Charlotte. So don't miss out on those two things. It's gonna be a freaking riot, baby.
Great catch, man. I'm glad you put that out there. Make sure you guys check it out, man. If you're watching this on YouTube and you live in the Charlotte area and you don't know what E2M is, man, we are actually hosting the workout is free that Saturday morning at the Charlotte Convention Center. You can arrive, I think at 9 a.m. is when we start the workout. And, you know, even if you don't want to work out, you just want to come see what these two crazy guys are talking about. You're on YouTube and you saw it. We'll be there and we would love to have you, love to see you. And, man, super excited about it, y'all. So, all right, y'all, have a good one. Till next time, we are out of here.